Welcome into Pumpster's DFS Picks. Today we're going to look at the Sunday afternoon Indians-Yankees game from Cleveland, Ohio. Right off the rip, I will mention that it is about 50 degrees here in Cleveland, Ohio. We're looking at winds blowing out to center field pretty heavily off Lake Erie. So the ball could be flying out of the park for that purpose, but the temperature is lower. So we'll see, but I will like some bats here. Let's jump into it. Starting out, top price guy, Mr. Aaron Judge, 10-8. Off to kind of a rough start, only batting 234 with 8 RBIs and 4 bombs on the season. He's had a rough series. This has been a 4-game set. The Yankees have turned it around like I thought they would. Looking for the sweep here in a 4-game set. That would be devastating to the Indians, but Aaron Judge will be totally in play here against Tristan McKenzie, who is a right-handed, kind of a, I'd call him more of a finesse-style pitcher. He has only been hitting about 90 to 91 on his fastball to start the season in his first 3 starts, but we'll get to him in a second. But Aaron Judge will be in play at 10-8, probably batting second in this lineup. J-Ram, Jose Ramirez is next. He's batting 243, only 4 homers. Kind of seems like teams know that J-Ram is the focal point of our offense now, and I don't think he's seeing much. You know, he's not getting pitches to hit anymore. There's no more Frankie. There's no more other vital bats in our lineup that cause them to pitch to Jose. So I don't think Jose's seeing enough. Yeah, I'll play him here. But just in general, for the rest of the season, in showdown, you can play him. But for the rest of the season, in, you know, your classic mode, stacking builds and whatnot, the Indians are just going to be overall hard to stack. And Jose's going to be expensive all year. It's just going to be hard to pay that price when, you know, he's not seeing many pitches. Tristan McKenzie's next at 10-2. He's looked okay. 3.55 ERA, 18 Ks. But like I said, the fastball velocity is just not quite there. He's gone only 5 innings once, and it was his last start against the Reds. But against the White Sox, he only went 4. Against the Royals, he only went 3.2 innings, 3 2/3 innings. So I am nervous about the length he's going to pitch against this daunted Yankees lineup. So I'm not too excited about Tristan McKenzie here. I'll have a couple shares, but not too many. Next is Jameson Taillon. He looked good in his last start against Atlanta. Went five innings, only walked 1, 5 Ks. He has 15 Ks and 3 starts on the season. Almost to the point where you just got to start any pitcher against this bad Indians lineup. So at 9,800, I'm sorry, he will be in play for me, captain, and utility spots, both of them. I don't know how much I'll have both pitchers together, maybe 1 out of 20. That'd be about it. But yeah, I will captain Taillon here. Next is Franmo. Franmo's been okay. He's kind of coming on a little bit lately, but I don't know. I just don't really like the right on right matchup for Franmo. And at 9.6K with all these Yankees bats underneath him, he will be contrarian, but in Indian stacks, you'll throw him in, but overall, I don't have too much interest. DJ LeMahieu leading off. He hasn't flashed the power upside yet. Not that he has that much power upside anyway. His average is there. I mean, 260. You expect that to be up or close to 300, which it will be. But yeah, DJ batting leadoff definitely will be in play here. Giancarlo Stanton, he's not hitting for average very well, but the power is there. He double-donged on Friday night, and that's definitely a play again for 9K. So I will have a lot of shares of Giancarlo Stanton. Gleyber Torres looks kind of lost at the plate. He's only batting 208 with 2 RBIs in the middle of the lineup for the most part, usually in the 4, 5, 6 hole. I think people will be scared off a little bit by him. I think it's time for him to turn it around. I will have shares of Torres. Gary Sanchez should be in the lineup. He wasn't yesterday, obviously, when Garrett Cole pitches. Sanchez does not catch. but he does once in a while DH. But he should be in the lineup and should be catching. So yeah, he'll be in play at 8.6K. We'll probably bat 7th or 8th. Andres Jimenez, left on right is okay, but this guy has no power upside whatsoever. He does have 2 home runs on the season, but I'm not paying 8.4K for him outside of stacks. Then you jump down to Eddie Rosario. I'd rather play Eddie, batting cleanup, for 8K than Andres Jimenez. Eddie is batting 214 with 2 homers and 15 ribbies on the season, but he will be batting cleanup, where Jimenez will probably bat 9th. Jordan Luplo, we'll see if he's in the lineup right on right. Tito's kind of been saying that he's kind of earned an everyday spot, and he might lead off. So if that's the case, 7.8K, he might be my favorite overall Indians bat with the value. Cesar Hernandez looks completely lost at the plate. He's batting 181, swinging at everything, striking out a ton, not walking at all. I have zero interest in Cesar. Zero. I have 0 shares of him. Roberto Perez is interesting. 7.4K, that's expensive. Nobody's going to want to pay that price for him, but he does have a lot of pop in that bat. So I will have some interest in Roberto Perez. He should catch as well. Ahmed Rosario is kind of earned his everyday spot as well, 7-2. He's interesting depending on where he's going to be in the lineup. If he's in the 5 or 6 hole, potentially, he could be in play. Brett Gardner should start today for the Yanks. I know right-on-left matchup. Where he'll bat, I don't know. Aaron Boone has had him batting 3rd. 4th, 1st, he could bat anywhere. 9th, doesn't matter. He's definitely a pinch hit risk if he is in the lineup down the road, but I'll take him for 3 at-bats against McKenzie at 7K. Gio Urshela, revenge game, batting 250, 2 homers, 7 RBIs. They've been moving him up in the lineup, dropping Gleyber down. I would much prefer Gio to Gleyber, but he's definitely going to be one of my favorite overall plays on the slate at 6.8K. Austin Hedges would get the start if Perez were to sit. In the catcher spot, 6.6. No interest there if he does start. Aaron Hicks at 6.4. He's getting right now. Homers in back-to-back games, but he's still batting only 172. But it only takes a series with the Cleveland Indians to start getting right. Let's see. Josh Naylor will definitely be starting left on right. He should be batting, I don't know, 6th or 7th. He will be in play for me at 6K. Clint Frazier, right on right. He's been struggling of late. Only bat 149, him and Gleyber. Both really struggling. The whole Yankees offense is kind of struggling. But he'll be definitely in play for me. Again, another revenge game for Clint Frazier. He was traded for Andrew Miller back in the World Series run season for the Cleveland Indians. Mike Ford could potentially get a start here for the Yanks, right on left matchup. Only batting 091 on the season, but he has only played in 3 games. Jake Bowers will get the start, I'm assuming, at first base and batting the bottom of the lineup, probably around 8th. He's terrible, but 5.4K, you have to have some interest. 0 home runs, 121 average, but at 5.4K, like I said, should be should have some interest drawn. Yu Chang probably won't start, I'm assuming, in the right-on-right matchup, but at just the other platoon player in our terrible platoon at first base. Rougned Odor will start, I'm assuming, left-on-right. He has also homered in back-to-back games, gotten right a little bit, batting 189, but does have that big power upside, probably in the 9-hole for the Yankees. Mike Tauchman, he's played a little bit. He's gotten some pinch hits, hasn't started a whole lot, but it is a left-on-right matchup. So if they're tired of Clint Frazier's poor play and they want to bench him for a Tauchman, I could see it. Ben Gamel was an option, so he isn't even in the lineup here or potential. And then that's it. I mean, going down here, again, if Tristan McKenzie is only going to pitch, say 4 innings, there will be some bullpen arms in play. Wittgren, Emmanuel Class A, guys like that. So if you want to take a flyer on a tribe bullpen arm, you can, but I don't know how much I'd trust that against this Yankees lineup. So summing it back up, some of my favorite plays here, obviously the big power bats for the Yankees: Judge, Stanton, Torres, Hicks, They're all in play for me. My favorite play, though, will be Urshela at 6.8K and Brett Gardner if he breaks the lineup at 7K. I like those guys a lot. And then for the Tribe, and I do like Tyone here a lot as well. He'll be in a lot of my Yankee stacks, which will probably force me to a few cheaper Yankees, but that's fine with me. You know, the Hicks of the world and whatnot. My favorite Indian, probably Josh Naylor and Jordan Luplow if he breaks the lineup. And Eddie Rosario. I will not have any shares of Cesar or Austin Hedges if Hedges starts. Jake Bowers will be a cheap option for you. J-Ram and Franmil will be contrarian pay-up options because everybody will be on the Yankees. Other than that, enjoy the Sunday slate. Watch some NASCAR, watch some baseball, and have a good end of your weekend.